Okay, so episode 545, right?
Yes.
So are we testing?
So just hold the phone. No, we'll just record now.
And then you'll edit stuff out?
Yeah, I think. Is that where the microphone is?
Yeah.
Down there?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Positive.
So you guys, we are doing, this is the first time we've ever recorded, like, on the road.
On the road.
On lady. The road.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are on the road to nowhere!
We are taking an adventure out to those things they call, that man looks like he's peeing in his yard. the place called the suburbs.
Yes, the suburbs.
You know, like that place where like sad people live.
Right. And then they come into the city and jack up all our traffic.
Yeah.
Both walking and traffic.
They come up all on the red line and throw up. No, that's the homeless. Never mind.
Yeah. No, well, that's the blue line.
That's the ratchet.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys, episode 545. This is... Who am I today? Who am I
you
today?
You are...
Pick a name.
You're like... Meth Methany. Because you were like one batshit crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm Courtney Love.
Down.
Hi, I'm Courtney Love. And I'm sitting next to Kurt Cobain.
Yeah. He's dead.
The spirit of Kurt. Oh, he's hot.
I was going to say with my tan, I was going to say I'm Ricky Martin.
Oh, okay. You could be Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a nice red glow going on.
Girl, she's glowing. Like red glow. Like glow.
She's actually, like, this is pretty tan. I like this.
Yeah, it looks healthy. She doesn't look like Casper.
I'm still blue on the underarms, though.
She's Glow by J-Lo.
Ew, I'm Mariah Carey something.
Oh, my Wait, God. We have on. To see.
Are we going there first?
Right, immediately.
Me. I am Mariah.
The elusive Chanteuse.
Chanteuse.
Girl, whatever. Why are you stopping? There's She got a little excited because we were talking about Mariah.
We're gonna die in this car.
So we're gonna dive right into a couple things. But first, we're gonna start off with Mariah Carey's new album, which is being released on May 27th,
mm-hmm.
and it is called "Me." Period. I am Mariah. Make a left, yes. The elusive Chanteuse, which.
Which Chanteuse is, if you did not know, is a like a bar seamstress.
Yes, she's like a sultry singer that's very sexy, but not too... She eludes this sexiness about her, obviously elusive. and she's an amazing singer. And so it's all... These are all befitting to Miss Mariah.
When I first read the title, I was like... Are you kidding me? Really? Are you kidding me?
Well,
no, this cannot be the title. Now, I can understand as me, I am Mariah. That part, okay.
Okay, but that's... Okay, so before you continue, that is the title of the album. Me, I am Mariah.
So where did the elusive Chanteuse come from?
I think the elusive Chanteuse was just an added piece that she put on there.
She should have said no.
That's not a part of the album. I think categorically it's called Me, I Am Mariah.
Okay.
Maybe she probably, if she was clever enough, which I think she may have been, but if she was clever enough, she would have added the elusive Chanteuse to the deluxe album to made it, you know.
Oh, like a different title.
Yeah, so that...
She did not do that.
No, she's not that clever.
Because I already looked on iTunes.
Yeah, so it is called Me, I Am Mariah.
Which is okay.
Yes.
She should have just left the elusive Chanteuse alone.
Well,
we get it. You're a singer. We love it. We love you no matter what.
Right.
But don't.
It is very self-indulging. And you know what? And the funny part about it is that a lot of people have been on the interwebs have been giving her a lot of slack for the title.
Well, people have been saying, what 3-year-old draws like that?
Well, you know what, though? That's kind of funny because I did see a 3-year-old draw like that. It's called Mariah Carey. It's on the back of her album.
So, do you really think she drew it?
I think
she's pretty smart.
I think you know what? To be quite honest with you, I think she's capable of doing that. I think she is. I think she may have been capable enough to do that. I think 3-year-olds are not that stupid. We don't give them enough credit.
Well, actually,
they're assholes.
Her dad was like a NASA astronaut person or something, right? Like he worked for NASA or something.
I think he was a very smart. And her mom is. an opera singer. Hello?
Well, that has nothing to do with drawing.
No, but I mean, the talent-wise. Like, there's talent that runs in her family.
That's true.
You know what I mean? So, here's my own... Okay, so...
That owl, that's cute.
Oh, that is cute. So, the only one... Okay, just be forewarned, we are now outside of our environment, so there's going to be a lot of distractions.
About to pass Kimball, which is crazy.
Yes, we are in kind of like Middle Eastern land, which is okay with me because some of them are hot. Like, look at that one with the booty. Oh, they came out this one.
That's Asian.
Well, that's still Middle Eastern.
Oh, here we have the guys with the dresses.
Yeah,
on.
Arabs. They usually have uncut
and with
dicks
the Puff Daddy thick shirt on. Or Puff Daddy. Oh, North Face. Mm,
hello. La 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 la.
All right, Mariah.
Okay, so anyway, so here's my divisive thought on this. The super Mariah fan in me.
Recording?
Yes. The super, we're at 6 minutes.
Oh.
The super cool Mariah fan in me loves the title. And I love the title because it is everything. If you look at the titles of the songs, it has everything to do with Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. It is all about her.
Cry,
and then what is it, Tempted or something like that?
Attempted. Suicide. Murder.
Twinsies. Anyway. Oh. So, but just looking at some of the titles of the songs, I understand why she would have chosen that. And then to hear her explain on the YouTube video what exactly...
I died. I loved it.
I love hearing her voice and
although
she's talking.
Although her extra giggles in the back, that's kind of crazy.
Well, it was because she was having like another conversation. That was, that was the emancipation of Mimi.
Oh, in the back, still giggling from her success.
Right, exactly. Oh, okay. She was she was laughing at herself. She was like, oh, you silly bitch.
Oh, you silly bitch. This is never going to be as good as MC. What is it? E equals MC squared.
Correct, exactly. So, that part of me loves it. And I respect her.
Is this two roads?
Yes. I respect her... Her play on words and her play on titles. Make it right. Oh my Jesus.
Oh my God, you're going to kill us.
Anyway, first of all, we're driving in a Prius like fucking Mario Andretti. You are going to kill us because this car is not going to be able to handle us.
No, it will.
Okay.
This car is awesome.
So then the other thing I think is that the part that I sort of loathe about her is that she's so fucking self-indulgent.
She is. And she's gotten worse every
year.
But,
you know, but I think the joke's on us because I think she... I kind of think she knows that. She's very aware of that. And so I think that that's the reason why...
Joke's on us.
Right.
So that's a song she's going to make. Joke's on you.
Right. I think she may have made one already.
Probably.
So I think that, you know... I just think that it's a great title. You have to understand Mariah to get the title and know that it's a lot of tongue in cheek.
Have to go back Mariah like Baby with some Papsifiers.
Right, exactly. That's
and if you don't, you don't get it.
That's the bitch that drew that 3-year old drawing. So here I'm gonna run through the titles of the songs really quickly.
I love you have your computer out.
Yeah. On the road.
Are we going straight?
No, you're gonna make a left here. Okay, it's called the first title track is Cry.
Period.
And then there's Faded. And then there's Dedicated. Then there's Hashtag Beautiful. Right, exactly. You know that's how it's gonna be.
Hashtag Beautiful, which we heard that song.
Oh. Thirsty.
What? Thirsty.
There's some thirsty bitches out here, let me tell you.
Oh, there's thirsty?
Yes, okay. There's thirsty bitches.
Oh. They are really thirsty. Oh my God, I wish we could take pictures at the same time.
I think they're probably like
they're
five.
So...
Oh yeah.
Stop looking.
So anyway, let's see. Oh my God, I'm just reading some of these titles. I'm like a little bit laughing. Okay, so the one after Thirsty is called Make It Look Good.
Okay.
Make It Look Good. Good.
We got it.
Okay, so then it's You're Mine, Eternal.
Mm-hmm. We heard that already.
Yes. You Don't Know What to Do.
Oh.
Right.
That's a little long, but...
Right, and
obviously
then...
Obviously, it's Nick Cannon about going down on her.
Or some shit like that. So then there's Supernatural, which does include, or feature, if you will, Rock and Roll. a.k.a. Rocket and Maroon.
Dem Babies.
A.k.a. Dem Babies. And then there's Meteorite.
They're probably going to make more money from that song, Dem Babies, than I will in my entire lifetime.
Oh, I guarantee you. Guarantee you.
Fucking Dem Babies.
Hashtag fuck Dem Babies. And then there's Camouflage.
Oh, no. And that sounds like a Glitter soundtrack.
No, don't go there.
It does.
Let's not prematurely judge. So then there's Money, blah, 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 blah.
No, ma'am. That's not cute.
It's like Money Signs. It literally is.
Yeah, like, what is that? That must mean something.
It's like dollar signs, like asterisk.
Forward slash.
So it's like Math by Foul Monkeys. One More Try. Heavenly. No Ways Tired. Can't Give Up.
You cannot give up.
No Ways Tired. No. And then the bonus tracks are It's a Wrap featuring Mary J. Blige, which I'm excited about that because I love that song. And then Betcha Gonna Know with featuring R. Kelly, which I love that song as well.
Wait.
What?
Why? What do you mean you love it?
That's a remake of the song that she recorded, Betcha Gonna Know.
Oh, okay.
Well, at least that's what I'm thinking. I mean, why would she name two songs the same title?
I don't know. She's crazy.
Well, that is true. So then there's The Art of Letting Go, which I absolutely love that song. And then here's the title track. I am Mariah, the elusive chanteuse. Oh, okay. No, it's dot, dot, dot.
Maybe that's a song title, and Me, I Am Mariah is the album title.
Actually, I don't think so, because I know I actually think it is called Me, I Am Mariah, the elusive chanteuse.
Yeah, I saw that.
So maybe it is titled that way. Maybe she was clever enough in the title of that for the deluxe edition.
But it's not. It's the same for the regular, the standard. I already looked.
God, really? It kind of makes me now not like the title, because I thought the elusive chanteuse was just a little giggle.
If it would have been the elusive chanteuse or
Me, I Am Mariah.
Separate.
See, because that's the thing is, I love her explanation of it in the YouTube video. With the, this was me, this is what I drew, this was a self-portrait of me at 3 years and a half, Me, I Am Mariah. I love that story.
That's fine. The elusive chanteuse part, she could have left that off.
Well, it just makes her extra ridiculous.
Like, why are you giggling at the same time you're talking? Because that's not possible.
Right,
because
it's fucking, it's Mimi, that crazy bitch.
No, it's Bianca, darling.
Oh, yes, Bianca. Yes, I forgot. Bianca, darling. Anyways, right. So getting back to...
So you know people are making fun of us already.
Totally.
We love Mariah. And, I mean, I think as soon as the title came out, people were already tweeting and Facebooking saying, what is wrong with this person?
I think, you know, I hate that because that happens with me and Janet albums. Like, all my friends who know I love Janet.
When did that happen again? When is that ever going to happen?
Soon. Because they're already talking about, like Jimmy Jam, her producer that produced several of her albums. He's already, like, he's been tweeting a lot of, like, little hints here and there. So they're cooking up something in the kitchen.
Here's
okay, honey.
Get it out soon before people don't know who you are.
Right? Girl.
Because you are not an elusive chanteuse.
No.
You're a reclusive...
Chanteuse. Yeah. Oh my God! I have a new title for Mariah Carey's album.
Oh, what is it?
Me, period. I am Moose. The elusive Moose.
No, the reclusive Moose.
The reclusive Moose! There you go.
Am I going to go on this road or go further? No.
You're going to go straight.
Mm. All right, so we got Mariah out of the way. We love her. We're so excited for her album. We are going to critique the shit out of it.
Yes.
Right?
For sure.
We should do a show per song and critique the shit out of it.
I think that we should dedicate one. I think that's what we can do. I think what we can do is we do one special edition show. Yeah.
Okay.
14 minutes. I think we could do one special show.
That's like 4 hours long.
That's like
Seder.
That is like right. That is all about the album, and we will. It is hot in here. Can you please?
It's 72.
Right. I need you to be like at 62.
Are all your things open?
Yes. All my things are all open.
I don't want it to be on the recording because this is professional.
Oh, right.
This is very Pod is my co-pilot.
Right. Shout out to them, Sater, and a bunch of other people who? That have been tweeting us. Sater69.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't comprehend.
Right. Oh, you don't listen to his podcast. That's right.
I don't listen to podcasts.
Oh, are you pulling a Mark? Yeah, because that bastard don't listen to us either. Oh, and by the way, I just want to send out a shout out to Mark, Ed, and No No Dan. No No Dan, I secretly love you. I think you are gorgeous. And if you weren't, if you didn't have a husband, I would literally go over there you and would scoop
still
you
do
up.
It. You're still gonna do it in Vegas.
Oh, if we're going.
What do you mean if?
Yeah.
Yeah, I still haven't decided yet.
Yeah, we're still thinking about that, and especially because a lot of our favorite people. Oops, did I say that out loud? Oh, aren't, yeah. aren't gonna go. But thank you guys for hosting me on your show. I had a lot of fun doing it.
I listened to some of the show. I haven't heard the whole thing yet.
I did tell... Ricky was not happy with me because he found out that we were talking shit about him. So, Mark and Ed, you have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, I've already text messaged Ed several times.
Oh.
He knows what's up.
No, but I seriously thank you guys so much. I love you guys for that.
So, go back and listen to the oldest episode of... It's All About Me podcast. Listen to this hot mess because did you have headphones on? No, you had nothing on. You were just doing open air recording.
No, right? I had headphones on.
Oh, because I don't think they were plugged in.
that's called.
They had recording hot messes going on. Like they had to stop and start or something. And you're like, oh, are we live now?
That was because of the, because we were on Google Hangout. Okay, you need to get over to your left, because you're going to turn left.
Oh, my God.
They'll let you through. Just put your signal on.
No one ever lets a Prius through.
I know, because they all hate you. Going. See, they let it through. Now wave. Thank you. Anyway,
Where am I turning?
So, not at this light, because you're going to turn at the next light. Left. So anyway, so thanks Mark, Ed, and No No Dan. No No Dan, I secretly am crushing on you very hard.
Oh God, shut it up.
I know, just get a room already.
This right here?
Yes. You're gonna turn left. Follow
you know you're
Honda.
Gonna have to fight him with DeAndre.
Oh, and speaking of DeAndre, was it DeAndre? Yes. Yeah. Is he the one that lives
Beyonce,
in...
the one that was
wait, wait,
like,
and then he was gonna sit there. I listened to this, and this podcast, and that bitch didn't name Foul Monkeys.
He did not.
And I know he'd be listening, because he was one of the only members in our chat room when we were live on Sunday. So, yeah, you have a lot of explaining to do.
And he's all about the bay, but no.
Yeah, I can't be about the bay. But that's okay, because, you know, you gotta love a bay sometimes. Anyway...
Oh
so,
my God, did you hear about the prices for Beyonce's and Jay-Z's
Are they
concert?
Ridiculous?
They're anywhere from $380 to $1,000.
Wait, is this the high-level tickets or these are all the tickets?
I said its average price is $380.
Oh my God, well that means that, yeah, that means that the nosebleeds are going to be like $100.
So, y'all need to stop, y'all already have enough money.
You know, I have a problem with that because... Why are you charging that much money? There's no fucking need... Turn your signal off. There's no fucking need to be charging...
Dad?
There's no reason to be charging absorbent prices like that. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I want to...
You already make the money.
Like, you know, and this is the thing... Like, the same thing with Madonna. Like, Madonna can command that money and she will get it. But I still don't think... I don't want to pay... Like, I've seen Madonna up close. The bitch is ugly. So I don't need to see her up close all the time. Now, Miss Janet, Miss Jackson, I will see her up close and personal or time. Staying the same. I will
I
always
feel like
pay.
We're doing circles.
We're not doing circles. Shut up. I went through the back roads. Yes, I need you to. You are driving. I'm steering. This ship. Anyways, that's
you're
crazy.
You're here, boys. Yeah, so now, should we go to how we haven't seen each other in 2 weeks?
Yes. Well, before I do that, I have to mention two things. Rosie O'Donnell retweeted me, which I'm excited.
Shut
I love
up.
Her.
What'd she retweet?
I said something about Lindsay Lohan, and she retweeted me. Because it was the episode where Lindsay Lohan was on The View, and she was talking, and she was tweeting while it was on. Yeah, you're going to make a left at this light, Milwaukee. And she was tweeting, and everyone was kind of like, God, this is so sad, like, to see her. And she's essentially, like, you know, she's her own worst enemy.
Wait, so she was tweeting during the interview?
Like, during her on the show, she was tweeting about... Because she had said something the night before when the last show last episode had aired. Mm-hmm. And then so she tweeted how she thought that Lindsay Lohan is, in essence, basically her own worst enemy.
Oh, wait. I thought you meant Lindsay Lohan was tweeting while on The View.
No, but she responded to Rosie and said, I don't understand why people of her age are talking about me who don't know me. And they don't know what they're talking about. And so Rosie then responded to her, you're right, I don't know you, but from what I see, you're self-destructing and you need help. Mm. And then when they aired The View episode, I was tweeting and Rosie O'Donnell was tweeting as well and several of her fans. And so I said, it's really sad to see her because she is essentially not right. She needs to go away, stay away for a long time, focus on getting better, and then come back. And she retweeted me.
But she can't go away for a long time because if she does, people will forget her.
I think that's not... I don't know if that's necessarily true because you know how we love our starlets to go really high and then fall really low.
Yeah,
and then
we rebuild them. Sometimes they go Marilyn Monroe low.
Well, but you know what? If she doesn't... Am you're going to make a right. Left? A right. And then... Well, I mean, yeah, but then...
I have never been to the highway this way. Why is it... What is happening?
Because what way do you take? Oh, do you just take, like, Irving Park or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. This is faster. I guarantee you.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it seems like a lot longer because you're
going
all over.
I feel like
I'm going
to be in the movie Bone Collector 3.
Okay, you're driving at, like, grandma speed. I need you to drive a little faster.
I'm in a Prius! All right.
Yes, but that doesn't mean you need to drive like a priest. And second of all, I ended up finding out that Michelle Visage has the same disease that I have. So I tweeted her direct. I tweeted her and I was like, hey, you know, I was like, I suffer from the same thing. You know, are there any things that you've noticed? And she retweeted me not once, not twice, but three fucking times. I was dying. I mean, like literally sitting at my desk.
Did you get extreme captures?
No, but I say
did
I favored
favorite
them. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I favored them. So she tweeted me back, and she, you know, she just said like basically the normal shit that you get, like weight gain, mm-hmm. you know, headaches, loss of hair, blah blah blah.
Huge tits.
Right. Well, that's the weight gain. But anyways, and you know, I found out because she mentioned it on her.
I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, oops! Spoiler.
Oh, are we going to talk about spoiler alerts? Because you guys sure did talk about spoiler alerts a lot.
Oh, I know.
It's All About Me.
What show?
Yeah. All right, so you guys, I have been gone. Well, I haven't seen Roger in 14 days.
It's a long time to not
see
my face.
So today we met up. We made out.
Twice.
I
fed him grapes.
We diddled each other's...
Fingers.
Hunanis. I don't know what this guy's thinking. You're not getting in front of me.
No. Oh. Yeah, he wasn't going to get in front of you.
Yeah, y'all, that was me honking my horn. I never do that, but then I get excited when I do.
View yourself to the right here. And just keep going straight. I'll tell you when to turn. You'll see the highway. Uh-huh. So you actually have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I went to all these different countries. I was like a slave for hot men. And I was like on a boat or something. Are you hot?
That's why it's not
Girl,
hot, because you don't
down.
Have the AC
it's not,
on.
It's not that...
I'm like,
it's not that hot.
Oh my God, I'm like dying.
It's 66 outside.
Outside. If you would clean your
it's
car.
It's 68 in here.
Like, if you would dust your car. Anyway... It's 68 in here. That's 2 degrees higher. That's hot.
No. It is pretty hot.
Yeah.
So, you guys, I went to Florida. I was there for 3 days with all my good friends. 4 days with all my good friends. They threw me a party.
That must have been so much fun.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. And it was just nice to relax and enjoy my friends and, you know, see them and hang out with some of their children because they're awesome. And... Then I went on a big boat, y'all.
A big boat.
First,
like a big boat.
Never been on a ship before. Never. Ever.
Girl, she was pushing and screaming.
A Ermerger! Well, this is my first impression of when I got onto the ship. are the Golden Girls going to start singing? It was very, like, to me, it seemed kind of very 90-ish. This right here, right?
Yes.
There was some brass in a lot of places.
Ew.
There's some wicker furniture.
Ew. My God, that makes my skin crawl.
The room was really nice. I liked my room.
Do you have toll money? Or do you have a little...
I have a thingy.
Okay, good. You don't need it right this second, but...
No, we need to take it out. No,
I don't. Now that you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll hold it.
Traffic jams.
Jammies.
So the ship was awesome. We went for Brad and Waylon's wedding.
Congrats, boys.
Yay! Now it's finally over, so I don't have to hear people saying, you know, people were talking about it all the time. What do you think about Brad and Waylon's wedding? Brad and Waylon's wedding. Ooh, Brad and Waylon.
Or was it Waylon and Amanda?
No, it was Brad and Waylon. It wasn't. Amanda did not show. She was a no-show to the wedding. Can you believe
bitch!
It? They bought a ticket and everything for her.
That cunt.
They had a ball gown for her.
It's just like a drag
she
queen.
Did not even show up. Non-committal. So I met a lot of great friends, or a lot of new friends. Hung out with some old friends. Got a lot of sun, clearly.
She's got that kiss by the sun look.
Y'all, the first place we stopped at in Honduras.
Oh, how was that?
No, ma'am.
Yeah, did you see Lisa Left Eye Lopez there? I mean...
I think maybe somebody passed her grave, or, like, the cliff she fell off of, or whatever. God.
I mean, just insensitive.
What? it rained when we first got there, and so Hendrick and I, we just walked a little bit, and then we realized it's getting a little sketchy in this area, so we're just gonna hop it onto a bar and get on some Wi-Fi and drink some beers and some Cokes. But almost in every country we stopped by, we were offered drugs.
Oh, yeah. Especially by the ports.
Yeah. Drugs. I've heard that. Dream. Like, drugs. Just. I could have done.
Dreams.
Like,
you said dreams.
And drugs.
You drugs said drugs dreams. And dreams.
Dreams of drugs.
That's.
But Honduras was not a place cute. That I needed to write home about.
It's not cute.
It wasn't.
No, it's a third
world
country.
The water was nice.
You know, that is the one thing that I feel is so, like, weird about going to these third world countries is that they have such beautiful landscape, and you would think that they would try to, make money off of this. Oh, girl. But, sorry, I'm just a really bad passenger driver.
Yeah, you are.
Sorry.
I can drive, goddammit.
Because I don't have a goddamn brake over here.
you can let go of that now.
I know.
You can let go of the oh shit bar.
Oh lord. Anyway, so I just don't understand how they don't keep up with that, you know, and try to make their place as beautiful as possible and enrich their people, because that's what is going to maintain their country, you know, and get all those tourists that want to keep coming back. I just don't understand.
Well, Honduras was the worst in trying to get you to do stuff, you know how in Vegas they have those people with the cards that are slapping the cards trying to get you buy a hooker.
Oh, that's like that in Cancun, girl. You barely step off that motherfucking plane and there's people already yelling at you. You want to come on this ship and this cruise? You want to take this tour? You want to go snorkeling? You want to go diving? It's like, no, motherfucker. I just want to get off of this sweaty ass plane and get into an air conditioning motherfucking room. Anyway, go ahead.
So. We were in Honduras, wasn't feeling it. I just stayed in the boat. I actually got a massage. That was nice.
Oh, was it a happy ending?
No, because it was from some Swiss lady.
Oh.
Or Hungarian or whatever.
Well, I suppose your happy ending was that you were relaxed, so that's
good. Yes. It was a 75-minute massage.
Oh, that's good.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was expensive as shit.
Was it?
I deserved it, goddammit.
You do deserve it.
I deserved it.
Goddammit.
So then the next day was, I think it was Belize.
Do you Belize?
I Belize in life after love.
Wow. La Chair would not be happy with that.
It was Belize. It was kind of weird because we weren't able to port. We had to, like, take boats from the ship to land.
Oh.
But we actually walked around there. We actually went to the Belize City Museum, which was really cool.
Oh, that's fun.
Y'all hear the train, you guys?
Oh, that's a train. El Chucho.
We're still going this way, right?
Yes.
And we walked around the city, and Waylon's friend Lori, she's funny as shit. Like, the people were coming up to her, oh, I got a taxi. She's like, well, that's nice. You should go drive it.
She like, sounds like...
I drive you, and she goes, we walk for free.
Oh. Oh, she sounds like my kind of gal. Oh, no, no, motherfucker. No, no. You know, no, I'm fine with my feet. They're free.
Yeah. So... the best part about that trip, well, I wouldn't say the best, but, like, I was like, oh, my God, we just bought 4 liters of water for, like, $1.50.
Oh, yeah, everything is really cheap over there.
Oh,
it's like, amazing. and you can get, like, Evian for, like, 2 cents.
Well, it wasn't quite that cheap.
No, I know, but I was
And I did not see Evian. Did not see it.
Evian, girl. Evian! Did you see Fiji?
No.
Fiji water? Fiji water is really good.
That's my favorite. I saw waters that were bottled in that country, which kind of made me, should we drink it? Katie was like,
Oh, but let me tell you, it'd be a good diet. It could be a fucking...
We had to.
It'd be a good diet.
So hot.
Because you lose so much weight with dysentery.
We love the dysentery.
We sure the fuck do. Girl, you're driving a little fast, and that's a cop right there. It's okay.
That's not bad.
I think it's like 55 or 60. It's fine. He would have been hauled ass over here anyway.
So after to Belize City, we hauled ass to Costa Maya.
Beautiful. That was Mexico, right?
Yes. We were on the beach all day long. We went to a restaurant where there was like a chihuahua dressed up in a dress that was dancing or moving. It was beautiful.
Did you not bring it back for me?
I brought you... Oh, I wanted to bring it. Because I wanted to record your reaction. We're not even close to the toll booth yet.
I know. A little premature.
I did bring you a gift, and I want you to unwrap it.
So I know.
I guess we'll have to wait until tomorrow.
That's fine. You didn't have to give me anything.
Well, I know. But I'm a good fucking person.
You...
And if I didn't bring you something, what would you have done?
I would have probably cried.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. I would have thought that this relationship was not real.
Well.
It would have been elusive.
Very elusive, chanteuse-like style.
Right, exactly.
So, Costa Maya, I spent pretty much at the beach all day. And then we went to Cozumel, and I shopped around. And there was a lot more stuff that happened, but I just forget or... You know, I've talked about it so many times, I just forget, whatever.
Right.
Did meet some new friends. There's this guy named Scott that lives in Portland. You would find him adorkable.
Oh, is he single?
Yes, he is single.
Is he gay?
Yes.
Does he like the rotund Latinos?
I don't know. I know he's an accountant.
Oh, he make money.
Yeah. He make money, he count money.
Right, he make money, know how to count money. Because clearly, math by Foul Monkeys is not working.
It's not good. It is not. So shout out to him, because he's been listening to the past couple shows. And he said,
really?
The dying. He said, I died. And then he said, I'm going to tell my friends. And I'm like,
oh, yay! Yes. I love that!
Leave us an iTunes review.
Yes, iTunes review, please. And...
Who are you talking to when you hold up your finger?
And I was talking to our audience.
Oh.
Yeah. They could see
it. So everyone on the highway.
It's elusive.
Or the freeway.
Right.
Whatever you guys call it.
Expressway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
That's awesome.
I had a great time on the cruise. Brad and Waylon's ceremony was beautiful.
Did you cry?
No.
No.
Okay. Brad cried a lot.
Brad did?
But it's because he was the groom, so I guess so.
Wait.
But the parents,
made it seem like Waylon was the bride and he was the groom.
No, they were both grooms.
No, I know. I'm just saying. The way you said it.
So, and then Waylon's mom gave this cute speech. It was really nice.
Oh, that's so sweet. How were their vows? Did they write their own?
Yeah.
Nothing,
they did.
Nothing to write home about?
Well, I don't really remember them. I'd have to go and, like, listen to them again.
Okay.
They're, like, all on the Facebook page.
Their website?
Page. Okay. Facebook page. Yeah.
That's so nice. Oh, and I could tell that Brad's kind of, like, the emotional type.
Yeah.
I mean, just because I know
the more take charge type.
Clearly.
Yeah. So, you know. He said he had a binder with, like, 400 pages in it with everybody's schedules and, people's room numbers and stuff like that. That was one thing. Oh, all right. A couple things about the cruise. There's shit flying all over the road.
You're fine, girl.
The buffet was okay for about 3 minutes, and then I was through.
Through.
Like, you can only shuffle around the food to make it look different so many times. Breakfast was not having it. I was like, done. I ate fruit and yogurt every day, which I do not do.
So you were probably really shitting.
Oh my God. Anytime I had an ass explosion, I had to go to a public bathroom.
Oh my God.
Because the bathroom was literally like this big, what I'm sitting in right now.
Oh, that's awful.
To poop in.
That's awful.
And I gotta spread my legs a little bit, y'all.
Yeah, of course. Hello. We got them big thighs. You right. Gotta, like,
thunder thighs.
You gotta have some little, it's a little room.
Let's see. Oh, there was another, like, all right, Josh. You know Josh, Mouth of the South, he was there.
Yes.
How about the last day of the cruise, he jumped in the fucking pool with his iPhone in his pocket?
I heard about that because he put it all over Facebook the pool didn't like, or his iPhone didn't like the pool.
He was so pissed.
Well, and why did
we
he
were, like, we were like all in shock. We had like a 30-minute.
Did he not dump it in the rice?
Or he did go get rice, but it was in the water for 20 minutes.
Oh, so he jumped in, didn't realize that he had it with him? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That sucks.
And so, and it was salt water too, so there was no saving it.
No.
That sucked. We were all like, had a moment of silence for like 30 minutes. We were all depressed for him.
Oh, that is, it's like you guys had a funeral for him.
We totally did.
Not for him, but for his iPhone.
Yeah.
So. That sucks.
Another thing, there was this lady that everybody called anorexic tan mom. Because you know who Tan Mom
Everybody
is,
loves
right?
Anorexic Tan Mom.
Right, but Anorexic Tan Mom, there was something wrong.
Well, she was anorexic.
We would wake up, and she would have a whole loaf of toast. She would cut off the crust. Each piece she would fill with salt, crunch it up, and then eat it.
Oh.
The next thing she would eat is a huge pile of bacon, and she would put salt on top of it.
Oh, God.
And
she's
eat
looking,
it.
She's looking for a heart attack.
When she tanned, she tanned from like 7 in the morning to 7 at night. And when she did tan, there was always food under her her.
I guarantee you that
bed.
Her vagina is as dry as a Mojave Desert.
Oh my God. She was so skinny and I think malnutrition.
Malnutrition. Yeah!
How do you say it?
Malnourished?
Malnourished. That's what I'm trying to say.
Girl, I mean, this is like fucking Wheel of Fortune.
I just had
Let's sound
a
it
seizure.
Out. It's You fucking clown.
But she looked pregnant. That she was so skinny.
Oh, that's awful. So it like was, so essentially she looked like an Ethiopian child.
Pretty. She did. And she also had fake hair. She had extensions.
Oh my God, that's awful. She but probably had like 3 strands of hair.
She was constantly eating, and I don't know how. Maybe she had some kind of disease, and we probably shouldn't make fun of her because it could be serious.
The first
disease is skin cancer because obvs.
Avi.
She's going to have that. I mean, there's no doubt.
Wow.
Are we getting close? I know we're getting close because of this weird-shaped building.
We are at 38 minutes, but yes, we are getting a little closer.
No, I mean, yeah. No, I'm not talking about the time for the recording.
Oh, no. We have a little bit to go.
You just ruined it.
Not too much.
So, it was fun. It was relaxing. I had a lot to drink. I smuggled on, like, 400 ounces of alcohol. I got all of it on.
That's awesome.
And then I got off the ship on Sunday, and I didn't think I was going to be, like, super tired, because I was going to have, like, a dinner with people that I didn't get to see, you know, while I was there in Florida.
Uh-huh.
But I was too fucking tired to do that ship.
So
what'd
I
canceled
you
do? It.
You just went back to your hotel?
No, I went back to my friend Gigi's house.
Oh, okay.
And back in Lakeland, and I stayed there, and then she took me to the airport.
And then you came back to the land of reality.
Holy
cold
shit,
weather.
I can't wear shorts.
Yeah, and
I was gonna wear shorts today, actually. We probably could. It's almost 70.
Well, yeah. You would look like them clowny white boys that wear shorts and flip-flops in, like,
no underwear.
55 degree weather.
I'm not gonna wear underwear.
Doinger shorts.
Doinger shorts. Hashtag Doinger shorts. Why did you squeeze your legs together when I said Doinger shorts? Mm. Got excited.
Got a little no, the girl. This is all miming down here. Yeah. This is all in a box at home.
It's, yeah.
Anyway, well, that's awesome. I'm really excited to have you back. I missed you.
Can we go into the next subject? Because I'm really, really fucking upset about it.
But what's the next?
What? RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, my God. Rude to that Pauly. Let me just tell you.
Why?
Is fucking... Someone needs to drown that fat bitch in that lake.
Darian Lake does not deserve to be there.
No. And I can't understand why he thought that she did... That
last dress was ugly as shit.
Well, I don't understand why he thought she did a better lip syncing. I thought Ben de la Creme did better. And let me just tell you, everybody thought it should have been Adore Delano.
I didn't even see the lip sync.
Oh, you did it? You just found out who...
Like, I watched all of it, but the lip sync, because I had to come and pick you up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You ruined it for everyone.
Oh, well. Spoiler alert!
Oh, my God!
I love...
I want first place!
You're going to have to get on your right-hand side, because we're going to start merging here. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, it's the first time I've driven with you, so I'm a little... Get on this side. Get in.
Get in.
It's the first time I'm driving with you, so I'm nervous because I'm not used to your driving.
You're so nervous. Where are we gonna go eat?
I don't know, but we need to eat. Like, if we need IKEA can wait. It's not moving. You're gonna get on this lane, but not. No, just right here on this lane. Right here.
So, Adore Delano.
One. So she's safe for the next one. She's in the top four, which I think she's gonna be the top three because the next one to go is Darian Lake.
It better be.
Slow your roll, girl, because you're going to have to merge in with them.
Into this one?
Yeah. And they kind of go really fast because they're coming off the highway, so.
Like your mom.
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway, so, So I think that she's going to be in the top three.
Ben de la Creme was robbed.
She was robbed. Because I really thought that Darian Lake should have gone home, and then it would have been a toss-up between Adore Delano and Ben de la Creme. But I think either one of those two, I would have been fine with the top three. I'm seriously considering Courtney Act a one fucking no. I think she is a one no bitch. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I think she's great. She's gorgeous.
She's kind of dead behind the eyes.
But she doesn't really put on makeup. I mean, hello. Someone pointed this out the other day. I was chatting with people on Facebook about this. And they were like, she doesn't even put makeup. Like, it's her... What you see is... I mean, her she face. Does put makeup on, but essentially what you see is her face. And that's not what drag is about. Like, you have to kick it on. Yeah, you just have to slow down. No. Scoosh it on over. Because I hear...
Right, this is sending.
No, it's not. Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
Y'all, he's going to get us killed.
Killed.
We're going here, though. Woodfield Mall, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then
is there a Chick-fil-A out here?
Oh, I don't know.
I know we're not supposed to eat there, but...
We can drive up and down the street to see if there's one here.
Up and down the street?
Yeah.
Well, we have to go in the mall anyway to find shoes for Tony, right?
Yeah, but I don't think they have something in there for it. I don't think they have Chick-fil-A in there.
We are not going to Chick-fil-A. What are you talking about?
I know. Going there because I am a member of the Westboro Church.
Oh, no, yeah. Stay here. The Westboro Baptist Church?
Yes.
Straight or get in the next?
Girl, you are going to stay in this fucking lane
and turn?
Until I tell. Yes, and you're going to make a left, and then we're going to go back on to the main street. No, we're not. Girl, you're fine. Listen to me.
That's interesting because IKEA is that way.
Oh my God. IKEA is way back that way, so we're going back around to get to that IKEA, girl. Mm-hmm.
This takes us back onto the highway.
No, it does not. Shut up. I've lived here longer than you have. This was my hood. Anyway, so I think that,
Schaumburg is really your hood.
No, it's not. Yeah. But, I used to come up here for, like, this is what us 16, 17-year-olds would do. So when we wanted to break away from our tough life of high school.
Oh, my God!
And parents. We would rent a hotel in Schaumburg over here, like, one of these Marriotts or whatever. And from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we would come up here, a bunch of friends of ours, and we'd go in the pool, we'd smoke cigarettes.
So, you guys know that you lived in a city and you could just go downtown and do that, right?
Right, but we didn't want to do downtown because it was more expensive. And seeing as we were probably only like 16 or 17, the expense was a problem.
Well.
Right. So, don't judge, you judgy bitch. Now, you're going to make a left, and then you're just going to go straight. You're not going to get on the fucking highway. You're just going to go straight.
You don't have to curse at me, Dad.
So, anyway, so who do you think is going to be the top three? You know what? And the funny thing is,
I think Bianca Del Rio is going to win it. I think, and I've had like a change of heart because she's not as bitchy as I thought she was.
No, she's not at all.
She's like been helping people and all that stuff.
Right. Like, that's what I really did change my mind. At first, I did not. She was very off-putting because I didn't know her. And she was just kind of like, oh, she's like, ooh, she's one of those
kind
of
queens. She's aggressive.
Yeah, aggressive. But really, when you get to know her,
aggressive. Be aggressive.
But then, and then you're going to make a left, and then we're going to be on the main street of golf. So that's what I was telling you, we can go up and down golf and see if there's anything that you like. Anyway, so I do think that she is a top contender to win. A lot of people are saying that she's going to win. But I don't know, they kind of read her a little bit this last, a little bit. So I don't know. But I mean, I think she's definitely in the running to becoming America's next drag superstar.
She's not as pretty as drag, like, but as a woman.
But she fits all
the
others. Oh my
god, should we go to Olive Garden?
Let's drive down and see if there's anything other kind of points out, because I just looked at it and I was like, fuck.
You're like, Rita's gonna say Olive Garden.
Two fatties in the car.
Breadsticks, what? Unlimited.
Anyway, I don't know. I really think that she's gonna, I mean, either way, she's gonna have a very, very long career. I mean, as she does already, she will continue to have a very successful career. But I think that the underdog to win would be Adore Delano.
Right. She's not.
She stepped it up, you know? I mean, she definitely stepped it up this last challenge. And I don't know. I think she could. I mean, she's obviously there for a reason. We could also go to Hooters. I don't like their food.
Cancun,
did you really?
Cosmo.
Ugh.
What's all this over here?
This is all a mall. We can go to Nordstrom's Rack if you want to go look for cheap shoes.
Love the Container Store.
I do too. So there's Fridays.
No.
There's Hooters.
No.
And then I think over here there's like Chevy's. There's Uno Pizza.
I don't even. What's a Chevy's?
It's like a Mexican restaurant. Oh, I'm sure you don't want to eat that because you ate a lot of that this week.
No. Well, I did not actually.
You didn't have Mexican food?
At home, yes.
Well, no, not at home.
On the cruise? Dum-dum. No.
Really?
No. The cruise, the buffet tried to have like a Mexican night. Tell me why it all tasted like
the same.
That grass over there.
Ew.
Just no taste. No class, no taste.
Well, you know why they do that, right? For you white folk. Because y'all are, like, flavorless.
What? root.
Root. No, it's true. They, like... I know this sounds funny, but they dumb down the flavor because a lot of I shouldn't say white people, but a lot of Americans can't handle all that flavor. So they dumb it down. Because, like, if you eat real, authentic Mexican food, it's very flavorful.
Oh, my God, where's my...
Stupid. Girl, ladies and gentlemen, she was looking for her phone, and which is in my hand. I'm recording on it. I mean, goddamn dumb.
So, should we wrap this up?
Let me see how many... it's 48 minutes. I mean...
I think that's good.
Yeah. You know what? I think maybe we should do this, like, a two-parter. On the way back.
What are we going to talk about on the way back?
Just kind of our little adventure for today.
Right?
Yeah.
We can talk about the people we're eating with, the people at the mall.
Yeah, we'll just do a little recap and then maybe tomorrow we'll record another one.
We'll talk about the people we see at IKEA. Because it's going to be fucking batshit crazy in there.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous and it gives me nervous poops.
Because those people are fucking batshit crazy.
Crazy!
I think we're just going to have to OG it.
Olive Garden it?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know if you knew that code.
I know what OG is.
Okay, good.
It's Original Gangsta.
Oh, no, not that code. All right, ladies. This is... What was I? Oh, this is Courtney Love.
And Ricky Martin!
Bye! Peace out!
Oh, you need to put your... You didn't stop it?
Oh my god. You can't stop what it's like.
You can't stop.
You won't.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. Give us a call at 863-666-0377 or email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Make sure you visit our website at foulmonkeys.com. Follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys and like us on our Facebook fan page.
You can also subscribe to us in iTunes and leave a review. Again, thanks for listening.